Welcome to the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Wow, I cannot believe another season is here. That didn't take long. Jeffrey, a Christmas Stocking listener, first mentioned on our Facebook page that he would be attending the Santa Claus Parade in Toronto. Then he posted he wouldn't be able to make it, so he and his son were watching on TV. He also said that it was the oldest Christmas parade in North America. I believe he's right. It's over 100 years old. I remember watching it on our Thanksgiving morning on tape on CBS. It was called Eaton's Santa Claus Parade because Eaton's, a department store like Macy's, sponsored it. The Santa Claus Parade began on December 2nd, 1905. It had one float, and Santa Claus either walked down the street or rode the float from Union Station to the Timothy Eaton department store. I've actually seen it both ways. There were some other employees dressed up walking along the float who alerted the crowd to the great deals at Eaton's. Yes, Christmas is getting commercial these days, right? And by these days, I mean the last couple hundred years. Anyway, the modest horse-drawn float had grown to a carriage pulled by 8-wheel reindeer from Labrador in the north of Canada. They had their own vet who fed them their moss, and after the parade, they stayed at the property of an Eaton's executive. In 1913, kids started to march with Santa and dropped letters to Santa in baskets carried by employees. If they included their address, they got a personal reply. As the years went on, the parade grew with more floats, including, like Macy's, Mother Goose, who became a tradition just like Macy's. In 1919, Santa arrived by airplane. From 1925 until the late 60s, the parade was really two parades, as the floats were loaded onto railway cars and shipped to Montreal for their Eaton Santa Claus parade the following Saturday. In the early 1930s, radio station CFRB broadcast a month of shows, following Santa's trips from the North Pole to Toronto, which really pumped up the kids' excitement and helped the parents' mood from the Great Depression, which affected Canada just like it did the U.S. During World War II, most of the costumes were made of paper to save materials. Kids were able to watch the parade from office buildings along the route. By 1950, it was the largest parade in North America, and its first TV broadcast was 2 years later. The 1957 parade had nearly 2,000 marchers, mostly from the secondary schools, led by 30 teachers acting as parade marshals. It was 6 miles long by then. It grew to 7.5 miles by 1976, since people all over North America were watching on television. In August 1982, Eaton's withdrew their sponsorship of the parade, leaving Toronto scrambling. But Metro Toronto and local businessmen put together a committee and within a few weeks got 20 sponsors to keep the parade going. It was called the Metro Santa Claus Parade. In 1983, the parade began bringing celebrity clowns who raised money. For a few years, starting in 1989, Soviet broadcasters came to cover the parade for the Soviet Union, and Russia actually participated in 1991. These days, there are more than 25 animated floats, which are all sponsored, but they take great pains to keep them from getting too commercial. There were 22 bands from all over North America this year, and celebrity clowns raise about $200,000 every year. And 2,000 costumed marchers took to the streets, which were lined with 500,000 folks. It was on CP24 in Toronto in 2010 and CTV across Canada. And for the first time, the Santa Claus Parade had an iPhone app. Jeffrey, I hope you enjoyed it on TV. You know, it may be Thanksgiving in America, but we're wishing joy to the whole planet.
Oh, yeah.
The London Fox Players and joy to the world in the Christmas stocking. A lot's going on this Christmas, and as always, I want you to be a big part of it. What do you want for Christmas this year? If you could have anything, anything, go to mychristmasstocking.net, click the Call Me button, and leave a voicemail message. By the way, it works with your iPhone too, so no excuses. Do it while you're in line Christmas shopping. You can also email me, and all the ways to get in touch are there, mychristmasstocking.net. By the way, I'll focus on shopping in the next episode, the Black Friday one, including online safety, and we'll have our first Christmas wish then, too. I want to thank listeners who alerted me about some problems we had over the summer. Our web host went bye-bye without warning me, and I've had to scramble to get an alternative. I'm in the process of setting up a paid service, and I wanted to thank the Christmas Stocking's first givers, Beth from North Carolina and Werner, an American working in Heidelberg, Germany, for helping to make it possible. I am seriously overwhelmed by your generosity. If you would like to give to the Christmas Stocking, you'll find a contribute button at the top of the page at mychristmasstocking.net. Well, it's time to get the turkey on. I'm Lee Cameron. Talk to you soon in the Christmas Stocking.